Hello, my lovely. This is Miss Anne. Yes, I'm back for another audio, and I'm so excited to be here with you. I hope you're having a great day or a great night. And if not, I hope that I can make it a little bit better or maybe ease your mind for the time being. So, like you, I like to be in an area to be comfortable, an area that's quiet in order to record these. And sometimes I don't have that. But when I do, I'm so excited to record again. Now, I am going to be just talking and seeing where it goes because I feel like I can connect with you a little bit better by doing that. I can talk freely. There's no script. And we just say what's on our mind. Now, let's get prepared a little bit. The excitement is still around, so just calm yourself a little bit. We want to get into an area or a room that you can be by yourself, where you are most comfortable, preferably an area that has a bed where you can lay down. And whether it's night or day, we want it to be nice and dark and dim. So let's turn off the lights. Let's close the door. Pull the shades down. Close the curtains. Setting the scenery is so important because we don't want to have any distractions while you're trying to rest and focus. And as always, take your time. There is no rush at all. The more time you have to relax, the better. So as you're doing these things, as you're getting ready, I want you to focus on those things only. Think about how it feels to dim the lights, how nice it is once it's nice and dark. Now, it would be better if you had some earbuds or some headphones so I can talk directly to you, because sometimes noises can be very distracting. So if you have any of those things, connect them now. But if not, that's all right. Noises will always be there, distractions, but we have some sort of control here. So if you can, any kind of devices need to be turned off. Any kind of lights or anything that might make a sound, we want to quiet those things. Now, noises will happen, but they will come and they will go. The only constant you will be hearing and focusing on is my voice. The way I talk and the way I control the rhythm and the speed and the pitch of my voice will help guide you. So I'm going to give you a few choices. You are welcome to be clothed, or you can strip down. I want you to be in your most comfortable state. Preferably, less clothes the better. Even accessories like glasses and watches, jewelry, anything that feels weighing on you, want to kind of take those off because sometimes they can be distracting as well. And as you take off your clothes, or as you perhaps change into something a little bit softer, a little bit more comfortable to be in, this is also something I want you to take your time with. Relax. Slow it down. Again, no rush. Sometimes the anticipation can overwhelm us. So slowly do these activities, slowly do your tasks, and be present with me. Now, once you find your space where you can lay down, here is another choice. You're going to lay on your back, you're going to lay on your side, or you're going to lay on your stomach. Anywhere where you feel comfortable sleeping. Because it's kind of like we are going to start the process of sleeping. So I want you to be in the best position you can be in while you're here with me. Now, if you haven't been listening before or listened to an audio that's about hypnotism or hypnosis, the thought of it can be a little bit confusing or perhaps overwhelming, the anticipation of it. Sometimes we'll have these expectations of what will happen, and that in return will kind of make things not happen. So that's what I'm here for. You leave that to me. You are just here to listen and follow. Whatever will happen or not happen is up to me. And to not let you be disappointed. At the end of this audio, I want you to feel safe and relaxed and comfortable and just feeling good, whether or not it's the outcome that you wanted. So now that we're in your dark area, in your comfortable spot, in your safe place, in your comfortable and relaxed position, now it's time to shut our eyes. We're closing our eyes very slowly. And it's almost like we're going to sleep. But I'm going to keep you focused on my voice, and that will help direct you and guide you and provide some visuals while your eyes are closed. So, we're going to focus on your breathing because we want to calm you down. The excitement can be a lot, and thinking about what the next word will be, what the next phrase will be, sometimes can make us excited. But when we slow our heart rate down, it relaxes our body, makes us feel lighter and heavier at the same time, almost as if we're floating and sinking. And when you come to a point of pleasure, it's going to feel that much better when you're relaxed, when you're in just a floating state. So what I want you to do is inhale through your nose very deeply and exhale through your mouth slowly. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth slowly. While you're doing this, inhaling cool air and exhaling all the warm breath out of your lungs, you feel yourself calming down and slowing down. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. You can notice your chest rising and falling as you do this. In and out. This is the only movement that's happening. The only movement that we can focus on is your chest falling and rising. Or your stomach, or the sound the air makes when you breathe in and out. And you're going to continue this breathing. It's going to become a habit throughout, and that's going to keep you, it's going to keep you grounded. So that way you stay focused. And you might hear some noises here and there, but remember to come back to my voice and focus. So we are still breathing in and out. In and out. Your mind might wander a little bit, thinking about other variables, scenarios, things that will happen tomorrow, things that happened today. Doesn't matter. I want you to focus on my voice. You are safe, and you are feeling satisfied. In and out. And as you breathe, you feel yourself falling deeper and deeper into a state of almost submission, a state of focus. You're ready to be guided. You feel your mind open. And we're going to keep breathing in and out. The only thing I want you to be thinking of right now is that you want to be guided. You want to be just led. Open your mind. Let all doubt and negativity just wash away. Feel your face relax and soften. You're just completely sinking. Breathe in and out. In and out. We are detaching from our body, and as we sink deeper and deeper, listening to me, your mind will open a little bit more, and you're just waiting for the next word, only the next word, and sound. Very good. In and out. Your only job is to listen and to follow. And that's it. And you're doing such a good job of it. Remember to breathe. And as you're breathing, I want you to slowly bring your fingertips and your hands slowly up, just very lightly, enough to feel just a tingle. You want more, but this is enough. You're slowly feeling up your stomach and your chest, moving to your neck. Maybe you can feel your pulse. Be in tune more with your body and what it wants. What do you really feel like? I want to know. Do you feel warm? Do you feel soft? Do you feel cold? Do you feel rough? Have you touched yourself in this way before? Guiding your hands near your face, down your shoulders, across your chest, and down your legs. It should feel very nice and good. Feeling yourself all over. Knowing that every single touch is pleasurable. Now don't forget to breathe. And remember slowly. You can remember every touch and every trace and path where your hands have been. Where do they lead? (Clears throat) I want you to imagine you're not touching yourself anymore. I'm touching you. I'm going to do it softly. And I'm going to caress you slowly, starting at your cheek. And don't be embarrassed or afraid. It's a very affectionate and intimate touch. Knowing that I want you to feel good and that you are safe with me. I'm going to move down your arm. It tickles a little bit, almost like you want to scratch your arm because it feels so real. I'm touching down the palm of your hand into your fingers, feeling each groove and crevice as I go, because I am in no rush and I want to feel every texture that you have, and every wrinkle, and every bump. And I'm going to go down to your legs, and you might squirm a little bit. Don't be uncomfortable. I'm allowed. It's just me and you. Now, as I'm touching you, and you are touching yourself, just use your fingertips. We have so much time to explore that we can just use the finest amount of touch in order to get the most pleasure. Why go so quickly when it feels so good near the beginning, middle, and end? Where is your most sensitive areas? How does it feel when you have them touched and played with, licked, bitten, sucked? Now don't forget your breathing. Breathe in and out. It feels so good to be touched. Makes us want more, and I want you to have more. You need me to guide you. You need me to tell you what to do. You're scared because you feel so vulnerable and exposed. But remember, you are in a safe place. Nothing bad will happen to you. You won't do anything of harm, and I won't do anything of harm to you. The goal is to make you feel the greatest you've ever been afterwards, and even during. You go about your day thinking about my voice, and thinking about the words that have made you feel the most pleasure. And you should be still caressing yourself. Have you touched every inch of your body yet? Explored? Have you found any new places that you like to be touched? Any area of your body you can receive pleasure from? Feel your lips, very soft, even sensitive. It tickles. Now, I want you to go down, and I want you to touch yourself in the most pleasurable area there is. And I want you to do it in a way that you like, that you prefer. Whether it's rubbing, stroking, anything. And to always do it slowly. No rush at all. I want you to feel every tingle. Anything you feel goes straight up into your brain and releases it as, yes, I like that. And I want more of that. Do you want more of that? I know you do. But you must listen. Go slow. Very good. And you feel a heat rising, blood rushing. You want to squirm and move. The feeling of just this intense feeling, the sensation. You want to gasp and you want to moan, but you breathe instead. This steady and constant breathing is just going to help you focus on your orgasm that much more. But it's not about what it leads to. It's about what's happening right now. And what's happening right now is that we are touching ourselves in the most wonderful and delicious way possible. And it's fun. It feels so good. And it will feel so good now and when we have a release. Keep going. And now you feel your body kind of move in rhythm with your hands. Move in rhythm with your touch. You're in sync now. It is so good, isn't it? And you want to say yes. Yes, it's so good. I want more, please. Listen to me. Follow me. Remember my voice and my guidance. Be good. Keep going. And you feel almost full. Like you need to release something. You feel hot and cold. Feel all the other areas of your body while you're doing this. Your toes, your legs, your tongue, your lips, your chest and stomach rising a little bit faster as you're breathing. You want to pant and you want to groan. You want to let out these noises of pleasure. Just do it. Do it. Let yourself be free. Just enjoy it right now. Let it all out. Let your body do what it wants. Move how it wants. I want your body to move naturally. I want you, don't mute yourself. Let yourself enjoy every feeling you're feeling. Keep going. And you want to have, you have this feeling of, you want to go over the edge. That feeling of everything is paused. You have no control over your body. And once you get to that feeling, like there's just no more blood left in your body, you're touching as fast as you can. You're feeling everything. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me now, and I want you to keep going. It's gonna feel intense, and I want you to let your body and your mind just go wild and just ride the waves of pleasure. Your orgasm is still going. It's long lasting. And we're breathing, reminiscing, remembering. Oh, and it feels so wonderful. You feel the most relaxed you've ever been. No worries. Nothing to distract you. You are just in the moment of bliss. And breathe. Good job. Your heart is racing still. Things are still pulsating. Hands are shaking. Maybe you feel a little sweaty, a little jittery. Don't go anywhere. Focus on me. Focus on me. Relax your body. Feel each part of yourself, your legs, your upper body, your hands, your face. Relax. Ah, wonderful, beautiful. That was so nice, wasn't it? And it will continue to be nice afterwards. It doesn't just end, it's an experience. Enjoy. Very good. Now you're not empty, and you don't feel empty. You feel fulfilled, so satisfied and light. You feel accomplished. You feel excited. You feel happy. And you're going to take that with you and continue to feel that even afterwards. Very good. Now what will happen is you will clean up and get dressed or get more comfortable. Have a glass of water. But I will still be here. My words will still be echoing in your mind, thinking about being good and being pleasured and being guided and being submissive to my voice. And it will be a good thing. And you will come back and listen again for a whole new experience, and I can't wait. So continue to breathe in and out. Now wait for me. I will count to five. And when I count to five, I want you to open your eyes and take your time getting up and leaving. One, two, three, four, being more aware. And five, we are opening our eyes and we're smiling. Whether or not this is the outcome that you wanted, you are feeling fantastic. You feel accomplished. You feel better. You feel determined. You feel calm. And you are so very good for me. I honestly hope that your time with me has been fruitful. And I hope to see you again. And I hope that you come to listen to me again. And perhaps I'll be floating around with you all day and night. Until then, goodbye, my lovely.